To that end, costs must be kept low. The Defense Department plans to pay less than $800,000 a pop for Gremlins, though that would be for an order of 1,000 of them. So, if a couple were shot down in an operation, that's okay, it really doesn't matter, says Mr. Wiersbanowski. In military jargon, he describes the things as attritable. Dynetics' working assumption is that each Gremlin will fly a maximum of about 20 missions. This means they can be made from less durable and therefore cheaper materials and components. The aerial aircraft carrier of choice for the Gremlin project is a modified C-130 cargo plane, which could carry up to 4 of the drones in bomb racks slung under its wings. That would make for a small squadron, but numbers could be bolstered by further drones dropped from accompanying fighters or bombers. Deploying the drones is therefore fairly easy. The tricky part is fishing them out of the air when they return from a mission. For this, Dynetics has designed a special recovery system that fits above a C-130's cargo ramp. When a Gremlin flies back to the mothership, the cargo ramp opens and the recovery system lowers a boom out of it. This boom releases a pod on a 10-meter-long tether, and that pod clamps onto a short engagement arm which pops out of the top of the Gremlin itself. A successful capture shuts off the Gremlin's engine. A winch then hoists the drone on board. This arrangement should be able to pull 8 Gremlins an hour out of the air. That, at least, is the idea. So far, though Gremlins have managed to come within centimetres of successful capture, such capture has not been achieved. But Dynetics hopes some software tweaks will deal with this by the summer, when operational testing of the Gremlin system by the Air Force is supposed to begin. This testing will include flights with various sorts of payloads, but the most important thing to be tested will be how well Gremlins are able to cooperate, for instance, by swapping tasks as circumstances evolve. For this, the Air Force is developing software that emerged from a different DARPA program called Collaborative Operations in Denied Environment. It will not be able to orchestrate a fully autonomous swarm, at least for now. The goal, rather, is to give individual drones enough autonomy for a single human operator to be able to oversee a cluster of them.